manhunt for the Paris gunman.
There is a palpable sense of fear on the streets of Paris.
The world shows solidarity. Brutal cold, wicked wind chills.
It's bad. My eyes freeze shut when I walk my dog.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Vicky Barker in Paris with the CBS World News Roundup. France in mourning after yesterday's massacre at the satirical weekly Charlie Hebdo. Its staff apparently targeted for poking fun at the Prophet Muhammad.
It's an incredible trauma. It's like September 11.
An unprecedented manhunt underway after this, the worst atrocity on French soil in half a century. And police may be closing in on the two main suspects, brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi, who are known Islamists. CBS News correspondent Clarissa Ward has more from Paris.
We are hearing reports on French media of sightings of the two brothers about 100 miles north of Paris. According to these reports, they were heavily armed and actually robbed a gas station. So far, though, we're not able to confirm those reports, but we are monitoring this very closely.
Police are desperate to catch the men before they can strike again. Security here in the French capital remains very tight, as CBS's Paris reporter Elaine Cobb explains.
France is now on the highest security alert level. That has never been used before. It's only invoked when France is considered to be under imminent or immediate threat of terrorist attack. That means that hundreds of extra soldiers and police officers have been drafted in to guard airports, train stations, public offices, schools, places of worship, and media offices.
The people of France woke up to word of another attack today. A policewoman fatally shot and at least one other person injured in an attack by a lone gunman in a Paris suburb. It is not clear if there's any connection with yesterday's massacre. A third man sought in the Charlie Hebdo attack has surrendered to police, reportedly after seeing his name on social media. His friends have tweeted that the 18-year-old, believed to be a relative of the Kouachi brothers, was in class at the time of the attack. The French people are paying tribute to the slain journalists and to the police officers who died trying to defend them. Pencils are being left at makeshift shrines, and the tag, Je suis Charlie, I am Charlie, has gone viral. Amid the grief, defiance that one of France's most cherished liberties, freedom of expression, will not be cowed by this act of terror. Steve?
Vicky Barker in Paris, thanks. We're now joined by Michael Morell, former number two man at the CIA, now a CBS News contributor. Mike, is it clear who these suspects in France are linked to?
I think it's very interesting that two of them said that they were Al-Qaeda in Yemen as they were escaping. And I think it's very interesting that CBS News has learned this morning that one of them, at least one of them, had traveled to Yemen. So that suggests to me that there is a good possibility that this attack was directed by Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Such travel would also be consistent with the military style, the commando style attack that we saw.
Now, this is what officials around the world in the United States included have feared, that fighters come back from a region, whether it's Syria or Iraq or Yemen, and try to carry something out.
This is exactly one of the concerns that we have, right? One of the concerns is people who go and fight, people who go and are trained, and who come back and conduct operations. The other concern, of course, is individuals who haven't been, who are simply inspired. And those are the kind of attacks we saw in Canada, in Australia, and even here in New York with the hatchet attack on the police officers.
Michael Morell, thanks very much. The Paris attack has sparked a response from cartoonists all around the world. CBS's Peter King joins us live with more.
Steve, cartoonists are fighting back with cartoons online, on social media, and in the papers, supporting the victims and telling their killers that freedom of expression lives.
It's a defining moment for what you believe in terms of cartoons and humor.
Bob Mankoff is cartoon editor at The New Yorker.
I think something important comes out of this tragedy now. And so the cartoonists have not died in vain, really.
And as if to defy the shooters, Charlie Hebdo says it will publish this week. Steve?
You're listening to the World News Roundup. It's 5 minutes after the hour.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, the National Weather Service has issued a wind chill advisory until 10 o'clock this morning. although the winds aren't blowing the way we thought they might.
The wind chill value, which is what your skin feels the temperature is going to be around 0 degrees.
Hillsborough has a public information session coming up tonight. You're invited to come learn more about the vision that town leaders have for Hillsborough 15 years from now, in the year 2030. And funeral arrangements for legendary Tar Heel and ESPN sportscaster Stuart Scott have been set for this weekend in Raleigh. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. We'll have more details on our weather situation this morning. It is really frigid out there. And WCHL Championship Sports, the Carolina women's basketball team, has put together its first ACC victory this year against North Carolina State. Tonight, they go to make it 2-0. Tar Heels are on the road at Pittsburgh. And
are you ready for the best sports weekend of the year?
That's this morning in our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:06, we have 11 degrees in Chapel Hill, and one of those days you just want to stay inside as much as you can and to avoid exposing your skin to the cold air. Mike Strickler, the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, brings us up to date on what's happening around the Triangle.
In anywhere from about 5 to 15 degrees across central North Carolina this morning.
My goodness.
So mostly around 10 in the Triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And wind chills are about 10 degrees cooler than that, or colder than that. So wind chills are ranging anywhere from about minus 5 to about 5 above. And we're pretty much at our minimum values in both of those, with temperatures and wind chills. We will climb very, very slowly throughout the day, but the high temperatures will not get out of the 20s. In fact, we're forecasting just middle 20s for high temperatures today.
And, of course, this strong wind makes it seem so much colder. Tell us about this wind chill advisory.
Sure, the wind chill advisory runs through 10 a.m., but quite frankly, the winds have significantly lessened across the area this morning. So winds on average are just about 5 to 10 miles per hour. And there could be a brief uptick with those winds right after sunrise as we heat, you could say. But for the most part, the winds have subsided, so it's not going to feel too terribly bad. In fact, to me anyhow, it felt a lot worse the last evening when temperatures were still in the upper teens to around 20, but the wind was blowing anywhere from 30 to 35 miles per hour. So, again, it seems like the winds have lessened, but it is still very, very cold out there.
Mike, is there any probability of any kind of troublesome precipitation that might make our situation worse?
Sure. We're watching a couple of different areas in different times. One will be very late tonight into early tomorrow, mainly east of I-95. There's an area of low clouds that we expect to develop over those eastern areas, mainly just east of the Triangle. And those could produce a little bit of a patchy freezing drizzle. So if you're headed anywhere down toward Fayetteville, Rocky Mount, over toward Greenville, those areas, especially around the morning rush hour tomorrow, be cognizant of a potential very light glaze in patches out there. So that's the first time of concern. And then we've got a couple of low-pressure systems forecast to affect the Middle Atlantic and Carolinas very late in the weekend and more so into the early to middle part of next week. So it looks like it's certainly going to be a cloudy period beginning, say, Sunday night through about Wednesday. And it's going to be chilly with temperatures mostly in the upper 30s to 40s during the day. And especially at night, temperatures could be flirting with the freezing mark. And at those times, we could potentially have a little bit of icing up near the Virginia border, over toward the Triad, and then especially points northward into Virginia. So it looks like we'll be on the fence there with respect to the potential icing for late Sunday through the middle of next week.
That is Mike Strickler, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and that's the latest on our weather forecast. Right now it is 11 degrees in Chapel Hill, 10 this morning in Carborough, and it is going to remain cold today. Again, high today only about 25 degrees. Schools delayed 2 hours, basically. Go to our website, get the list, chapelborough.com, but I can tell you the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools and the Orange County Schools are both delayed 2 hours, giving everybody a little extra extra time to get started this morning. The National Weather Service also advises folks to just stay inside as much as possible. And also, don't forget about your pets. Make sure you get your pets in. Protect them as best you can. At least make sure they have a warm shelter where they can go if they have to remain outside. And also, there is the little matter of protecting your pipes from freezing. If you are using any kind of a space heater, anything like that, please unplug it whenever you leave it unattended. There is other news to report this morning. Hillsboro has a public information session coming up this evening. You're invited to come early and learn more about the vision that town leaders have for the town of Hillsboro in the year 2030. A lot of exciting things happening there. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more.
Mayor Tom Stevens says that they held the first meeting focused on Vision 2030 more than a year ago, and now town officials are ready to unveil a draft of their plan for Hillsboro and receive feedback from the community in a public information session tonight.
We're creating a guiding document that, in very broad strokes, talk about where we want to go as a community, especially as a town, and when we're doing development and, you know, putting all the pieces together. What is it that we're trying to accomplish over the next 15 years?
Mayor Stevens says that this is an important step in the process because it allows Hillsboro residents to be involved in the planning as town leaders are managing growth.
It's a time when citizens can come in, they can talk to some planning staff, they can hear more details about what's in that document, they can ask questions. It's also an opportunity for people to say, well, wait a minute, what about, and provide some additional information.
Stevens adds that the vision being brought to residents through this project will focus on five major aspects.
What's our character of our town? How's our community? What are we doing about our heritage? What about prosperity for everybody? And what's our just the overall vitality? So those were the five big categories. And what I took away from hearing lots and lots of conversations is that most of the things that people were interested in, we really were heading in that direction and had a lot underway.
The mayor says tonight's Vision 2030 information session will give the public an idea of where the project stands. Mayor Stevens adds that they have recently updated the town's Unified Development Ordinance and that the public was very involved, voicing their opinion in that process.
What are we doing about trees? People love the tree and the tree cover in Hillsboro, and so we were in the process of outlining that in our UDO. People didn't really realize what kind of things that we had in place.
That public input is vital, according to the mayor. Stephen says that the Vision 2030 draft does have room to be flexible after input is brought from the public, but he adds that it is a key building block for managing growth going forward.
It really is a core document in our overall comprehensive plan. We have zoning, we have land use plans, we look at individual developments, we have our budget. One of the core documents is what we call our strategy map. It's our one-page strategic plan that has our vision and the basic things that we're trying to accomplish in town government.
You can see a complete draft plan for Vision 2030 on our website, chapelboro.com. The open house is scheduled to take place in the Hillsboro Town Barn tonight from 5 to 7, with time built in for discussion and questions. A public hearing is scheduled for next Thursday, January 15th, regarding the project. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's happening in Hillsboro here in Chapel Hill, though it's been open to the public now for about a year and a half. The 140 West parking deck isn't generating nearly as much money as it was expected to. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
Business Management Director Ken Penoyer told the Chapel Hill Town Council on Monday that the underground parking deck at 140 West is not as popular as town officials had hoped.
We know it's less than what we had anticipated. It's certainly less than it was when Lot 5 was a surface lot in terms of occupancy. So we expected that ultimately over time people would return to that area to park. However, the dynamics between parking underground and parking on the surface apparently are different in terms of people's behavior. So folks have kind of not used it to the same extent.
The $55 million complex of condos and retail was built atop what used to be a town-owned parking lot, the corner of Franklin, Church, and Rosemary Streets. Chapel Hill partnered with Ram Development to build the two-story underground parking deck, with one level owned and operated by the town. But since opening in 2013, parking revenues at 140 West have not met expectations. Penoyer said this is negatively impacting the town's parking fund.
The parking fund had built up a fund balance, so in the past few years we have been eating into that fund balance. However, the revenues have not caught up enough to carry us further than fiscal year 16. So in fiscal year 16, basically the funds, cash reserves will be exhausted and it will need a subsidy.
Pennoyer recommended shifting the debt from the 140 project out of the parking fund to be paid using the town's debt management fund.
Currently, parking fund is paying for the debt service that created the parking deck in 140 West. If we were to have the debt fund take over the payments for that debt, it would bring the parking fund back into alignment temporarily. We would kind of use that as a bailout to solidify the fund.
But he noted this is not a permanent fix, and doing so would reduce the town's ability to borrow money by about 10%. Pennoyer, along with Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt, suggested lowering the price of parking at 140 West might be a way to draw in more drivers. The council will consider how best to balance the parking fund as part of the 2016 budget planning process. The first public budget forum is scheduled for February 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The funeral arrangements for legendary Tar Heel and ESPN sportscaster Stuart Scott have been set for this Saturday in Raleigh. Scott died this past Sunday after a long battle with cancer. He was 49. The family has requested donations be made in his name to the Jimmy V Foundation. North Carolina's largest health insurer is opening its databanks to let consumers compare the costs of elective procedures and drive down rising medical prices. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of North Carolina yesterday unveiled its online tool intended to make it easy to compare costs that can differ by thousands of dollars. The database allowing questions for knee, neck, or other procedures includes prices for more than 1,200 non-emergency treatments and providers statewide. The bottom line prices for treating an ailment do not include the discounts insurers negotiate with doctors and hospitals. Blue Cross customers have more detailed information about what their specific policy covers. Insurers and governments started making medical costs public about a decade ago, and the trend has increased in recent years. The web address is bcbsnc.com/healthcarecosts. You can get that on our website, by the way, at chapelboro.com. And Republican lawmakers at the General Assembly are meeting privately this week to discuss education policy that might arise during the legislative session starting later this month. Key House and Senate members confirmed their respective GOP caucuses are gathering today in Kannapolis and slated to hear from speakers from education think tanks. Representative Tim Moore is the likely next House speaker. He said yesterday it's proper for GOP members to meet both privately and publicly on education. The News and Observer first reported about today's meeting. Caucus meetings aren't subject to open meetings laws. Government watchdog groups say legislators should still allow the public to see their internal education policy debates. WCHL News Time, 8:17. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. And here is Nikki Morse.
Thanks, Ron. We're still seeing some crowded conditions on Fordham Boulevard if you're heading northbound, approaching Highway 54 this morning. 40 eastbound starting to slow down. Expect delays between 751 and Highway 55. And if you're heading even further east, we've got some delays approaching the airport exits into Wade Avenue as well as Raleigh area. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-83. 363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Nikki Morse, you can always call her about traffic back in the newsroom. As she just mentioned, she loves getting those phone calls, not just from fans, but from folks who have who sincerely have information about the traffic.
Yes, all those fans out there, please, you know, try not to tie up the line. We need all that traffic information.
Yeah, both of you guys back off a little bit. The Carolinians' Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carboro weather forecast, it looks like this. It's 11 degrees. Sunny skies today, colder, high today only about 25. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold with a low around 16. We do have wind chill values to consider for tonight as well, although the winds today have not been what we anticipated, certainly not blowing like they were last night, that's for sure. But the winds can really make it seem so much colder. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunny and warmer, not as cool. Let's say that. I wouldn't call it warm. High tomorrow, about 40. And wind chill factors, again, a factor. Then on Saturday, we're looking at sunshine with a high in the middle 30s. Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the low 40s. So the cold weather is definitely going to be with us for a while. And just think about this. Even as cold as we are, it is not nearly as cold here as it is in some other parts of the country.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
In news around town this morning, the town of Carrboro is relaunching its popular Lunchbox concert series this winter with free live music every Thursday at noon at the Carrboro Century Center. Bring your lunch and listen to live music every Thursday with performers ranging from folk to blues to bossa nova. Blame it on the bossa nova. Music will run from noon to 1 every Thursday through the end of next month. There will be free coffee as well, courtesy of Open Eye Cafe. That happens with the town of Carrboro, the Lunchbox Concert Series. That's a really cool deal. Cold weather is definitely upon us, and North Carolinians are shutting up their homes for the winter, which makes it a good time to test your home for radon. Radon is an odorless, colorless gas. You don't notice it if it's in your house, but it's the second leading cause of lung cancer here in the United States. January is National Radon Action Month, so the Orange County Health Department is providing free short-term radon test kits available from January 12th through 30th while supplies last at the Orange County Environmental Health Office at 131 West Margaret Lane in Hillsborough. Now, this is particularly important if you live in an older home. There have been regulations in recent years that have pretty much taken care of that problem. But if you live in an older home, it could be an issue for you. If you'd like more information, head online and visit ncradon.org. That is ncradon.org. You can check this out and all our other news stories around town on our website, chapelbrew.com. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Carolina women's basketball team got its first ACC win of the year over North Carolina State. Tar Heels are on the road tonight to take on Pittsburgh with the help of two-time ACC Player of the Week sophomore Stephanie Vavunga. The North Carolina women's team has jumped a spot to 8th best in national rankings. Tar Heels are now 14-1, set to face the Pittsburgh Panthers tonight, 7 o'clock. In the past week alone, Stephanie Vavunga has averaged 24.5 points a game on 76% shooting from the floor, as well as 10.5 rebounds a game. Carolina's low post has now become hers to dominate. Mavunga looks forward to leading her team in the next conference challenge. Tar Heels are up against an underdog that is quickly rising through the ranks. They're still unranked, but playing really well. Senior guard Brianna Kissel leads the way for Pitt, averaging 17.9 points a game, almost 5 rebounds and 5 assists per game. They're starting out their season with their best record in years at 10-4. And Pittsburgh and UNC have not had a matchup at the Panthers' home court since way back in 1981. The Tar Heels lost that game 79-69. Of course, these players weren't even alive back then, so that matters not. The game will be broadcast on ESPN3. And also, of course, you can hear it right here on WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Are you ready for the best sports weekend of the year? This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The National Football League by far is the greatest sports franchise on the planet. And this weekend's 8-team tournament of the playoffs features 2 games on Saturday and 2 on Sunday that promise to be wonderful theater with historical significance in all 4 matchups. It begins Saturday when the AFC's 6th seed Baltimore visits number 1 seed New England, where the Ravens have won 2 playoff games in the past and quite nearly won a third. This is not the game that Patriots fans were hoping for, and their team will have to prove their Super Bowl medal or be one and done. It's Joe Flacco versus Tom Brady, the Ravens' massive interior lines against the Pats, and 2 defensive secondaries that are the soft spots for both teams. I like the Patriots, of course, but in another playoff thriller that goes down to the wire. Then comes the NFC semifinals and the Panthers game at Seattle, where Carolina last played for a trip to the Super Bowl in 2005. Every time these teams have met since in the regular season, the defending Super Bowl champion Seahawks and Panthers have played close defensive games won by Seattle. And these are again mirror images of each other, with young multi-threat QBs, punishing running games, and the 2 best defenses left in the playoffs. The roaring 12th man at CenturyLink Field will be the difference and end the Cats' resurgence. The Colts visit Denver, where their old quarterback Peyton Manning tries to get his new team, the Broncos, back to the Super Bowl. The new Colts leader, budding superstar Andrew Luck, must play a perfect game and not turn the ball over, and the Colts have to find a run defense to make Peyton one-dimensional have any chance for an upset. It won't happen, and Denver moves on to New England for the AFC Championship game next week, another Manning-Brady Bowl. That game follows the historical battle on the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field between the Dallas Cowboys and Green Bay Packers, two of the legendary franchises in NFL history. From Don Meredith versus Bart Starr to today's Tony Romo versus Aaron Rodgers, this will be the most watched game of the weekend. The Cowboys are undefeated on the road and the Packers perfect at home, so something's got to give, right? It won't be as cold as the Ice Bowl of 1967, but the tundra is too far out of Romo's comfort zone as the Pack moves on to Seattle and the NFC Championship. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with a life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Menomont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
As bright fall days slide into frosty winter nights, the good cooking at Glass Half Full Restaurant and Wine Bar will warm your soul. How about a bowl of savory lentil soup to chase the chill? Freshly rolled beet pasta makes splendid lasagna. Does duck confit or braised lamb shank with root vegetables pair nicely with a glass of assertive red wine? Cold weather makes me hungry. Come to Glass Half Full in downtown Carrboro for lunch or dinner and see what's cooking now.
Why pay for dental benefits if you're not going to use them? It's time to schedule now to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil Smart Card. Cruisers, good to go.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. And you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
Good morning, it is 828 WCHL, 11 degrees in Chapel Hill. More on the weather coming up in just a moment.
Do you enjoy reading, going on walks, baking, or playing basketball with children? If so, you can make a tremendous difference in the life of a child. For more information on becoming a mentor with Blue Ribbon, please contact Granville Johnson at 919-918-2170. Again, that's 919-918-2170. And you can make a difference in the life of a child. Thank you to WCHL for your support of Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate.
Beethoven, what's wrong?
Ah, I'm trying to compose my ode to joy, but how can I be joyous when I'm so hungry?
Why don't you try Bread Mints? They've got everything from sandwiches to scrambled eggs. It's my favorite spot in town.
Gott in Himmel, that's it! Breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. Lots of food, not much to pay. Go to Bread Mints, come to Bread Mints. Eat at Bread Mints every day.
Bread Mints Restaurant, a Chapel Hill tradition.
You're a genius, Beethoven.
Dankeschön.
Coming up on 8:30, WCHL's Chapel Hill cover of weather, brought to you by your friends at Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We do have that wind chill advisory that remains in effect until 10 o'clock this morning, although the wind has been blowing as severely as we expected this morning. Certainly nothing like last night. As I said, 11 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We're warming up, if you can call it that, to a high of 25 today. Lots of sunshine in the way. We have tonight partly cloudy skies, cold temperatures again, low down around 16. And again, the wind chill factors will come into play. Tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine, not quite as cold, with a high about 40 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear, cold, low around 17. Saturday, sunny with a high in the middle 30s. Saturday night, we'll get down to about 20. And then on Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the low 40s. So we're talking about really cold weather all the way through the weekend. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brew Beans Cafe Coffee, cappuccino, and hot chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
I'm Dave Barrett. They are jihadists who had tried to recruit people to fight in Iraq, and they are the most wanted men in France right now. Two suspects on the run following yesterday's massacre in Paris. Here's CBS's Clarissa Ward.
Brothers Saeed and Sharif Kouachi were reportedly, according to French media, spotted about 100 miles north of Paris at a gas station. The two men were heavily armed. No word yet as to where they may have traveled to next.
It's a day of remembrance all over France at the Cathedral of Notre Dame.
I felt compelled to come here today to stand united with Paris and to make them aware that the whole of Europe and the rest of the world are with them.
The Eiffel Tower will go dark tonight in tribute to those who were killed. And the newspaper Charlie Hebdo has announced that it will publish next week. CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Obviously, it is cold this morning, 8:32, WCHL. I'm Rod Stutz. Here is Mike Strickler of the National Weather Service Office in Raleigh.
In anywhere from about 5 to 15 degrees across central North Carolina this morning.
My goodness.
So mostly around 10 in the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And wind chills are about 10 degrees cooler than that, or colder than that. So wind chills are ranging anywhere from about minus 5 to about 5 above.
Best thing you can do today is to stay inside if that's possible. Keep warm. And also remember the schools, for the most part. A lot of the schools are delayed by a couple of hours this morning. Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, that is the case. Same for the Orange County School System. Go to our website to get the list. Not a very long list, but we have details there on what's happening. You know, we have reached the end of 2014, and as this new year starts, we're taking the time to reflect, to look back on the year that was. This week, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, our news department has put together a countdown of the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 in our local community. Today, we are up to number 2. Coming in at number 2 of the news stories that we threw so much of our year in Orange County, number 2 encompasses a highly contested election, tense court battles across North Carolina, and finally, a dramatic and historic mid-October morning in Hillsborough at the office of the Orange County Register of Deeds. Our number 2 news story of the year, the fight to legalize same-sex marriage in North Carolina. WCHL's Aaron Keck reports.
Denying a couple the right to marry just because they're of the same sex is a violation of a fundamental right protected by the United States Constitution, and full citizenship demands that every couple have an opportunity to exercise that right.
That's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt there describing a legal doctrine that would have been considered radical 20 years ago, that was merely an argument 20 months ago, but is now the official legal doctrine of the land. It all happened faster than anyone expected. When 2014 began, Amendment 1 was still on the books, a provision in the state constitution expressly banning same-sex couples from getting married. There were many who argued that Amendment 1 violated the U.S. Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, but it didn't look like it was going away anytime soon. So in March, former Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton, running for Register of Deeds, announced that if elected, he'd sign same-sex marriage licenses with or without Amendment 1.
I'm not going to enforce any provision in North Carolina law that's clearly contrary to the federal constitution. I'm going to sign these things until Orange County Superior Court or somebody like that tells me not to.
Chilton won his race in May, narrowly defeating incumbent Deborah Brooks, largely on the strength of the same-sex marriage issue. But Chilton didn't take office until December. And this time, history was faster.
I mean, I was shocked, but then seconds later, just overjoyed.
That was Kleinschmidt on Monday, October 6th, after the U.S. Supreme Court elected not to hear arguments in Bostick v. Schaefer, a case in which the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down Virginia's same-sex marriage ban. It opened the door for judges here to strike down our ban, and 4 days later in Asheville, that's exactly what happened.
This does more than just get rid of Amendment 1. It fights us in a whole other universe of freedoms and civil liberties.
On Monday, October 13th, Lydia LaBelle and Alicia Stemper became the first same-sex couple in Orange County to receive a marriage license, ironically from Deborah Brooks, still the sitting Register of Deeds.
We further make oath that there is no legal impediment such marriage.
The issue's not quite over yet. Another circuit court has since upheld a same-sex marriage ban, so the Supreme Court probably will weigh in on the matter next year. But here in North Carolina, the change has already come.
Now, here we are. And liberty rules, so does love. Here we go.
Same-sex marriage in North Carolina, our number two news story of the year. Thanks to WCHL's Aaron Keck for that report. And we move on now to the number two newsmaker of the year. Year two in UNC Chancellor Carol Folt's tenure in Chapel Hill was defined mostly by controversy, a lot of controversy, and the way she handled it. With more on our number two newsmaker of 2014, here is WCHL's Danny Hooley.
Folt's year started off on a jarring note. On January 1st, she was cited for driving 76 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour speed zone near the Haw River. That was nothing compared to the wild ride that followed for Folt and the university. But by the end of 2014, she was able to take at least one sweet victory lap. By late January, she was publicly refuting the research methods of former athletics tutor Mary Willingham, who told CNN that 60% of the 183 UNC athletes she studied read between a fourth and an eighth grade reading level. By late April, Willingham had announced she was leaving UNC, but the media didn't stop asking questions about sham classes that had been taught in the former African and African American Studies program until they were discontinued in 2011. In February, the university hired former federal prosecutor Kenneth Weinstein to conduct a thorough investigation. He announced the devastating results in October, and this time, Folt really had a mess to clean up.
I am deeply disappointed in the duration and the extent of the wrongdoing, as well as the lack of oversight, specifically vital missing checks and balances that, if in place, could have captured and corrected this much sooner.
She apologized to the UNC community with assurances that corrective and disciplinary measures were in progress. Her challenges didn't end there. Folt and other administrators were criticized for not coming to the defense of UNC School of Law professor Gene Nickel regarding a column he wrote for the News and Observer that had harsh words for Republican Governor Pat McCrory. Nickel's words angered Board of Governors members with ties to McCrory, and now Nickel's columns must be published with a disclaimer that distances his views from UNC. Folt's current challenge is to diplomatically defend UNC centers that could come under the budget knife from that same Board of Governors. Early in December, she tried appealing to the BOG with a fundraising angle, using the Sonya Haynes Center for Black Culture and History as an example.
We're getting ready to go to a multi-billion-dollar campaign. And one of the best ways you do that in certain areas, you raise money for a center, not an office. I mean, the Stone Center is a vehicle for raising funds.
One highlight of Folt's year, perhaps the biggest one, is when the Eshelman School of Pharmacy at UNC received a $100 million gift on December 3rd from its namesake, pharmaceutical executive Fred Eshelman. Governor McCrory shared the stage with Folt and others for the announcement in front of the media.
I have never seen a salesman
like Chancellor Fold.
Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tune in tomorrow as we wrap up our countdown of the top news stories and top newsmakers of 2014. And for the complete list, you can visit our website, chapelboro.com. And I forgot about that speeding ticket. It's really interesting that Danny Hooley would remember that. And that was not a good way to start off the year, that's for sure. My goodness. I can't drive 55. I'm sorry. It's 8:39 at WCHL. Back on a serious note this morning, the political fight between the North Carolina legislature and the governor over a state panel that considers spinal benefit appeals from the unemployed is not going away, even after McCrory vetoed a bill based on their differences. A legislative oversight committee recommended on Wednesday that colleagues this year approve legislation staggering the terms of the three members of the Board of Review. That would mean one of Governor McCrory's board appointees would have to step down in June. The committee recommendation came in spite of a letter from McCrory objecting to the recommendations, which also includes shifting attorney positions from the State Unemployment Benefits Agency to the board itself. Governor McCrory successfully blocked a broader unemployment insurance bill in 2014 that contained board changes. The full legislature would have to vote again in 2015. WCHL News Time, 8:40. Coming up next, today's commentary on the way from former town council member Lauren Eastham. She talks about development in our community and says we need more commercial development, particularly in one place. All the details on the way.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Don Bassnight with Weaver Street Realty. If you've been renting for a while but want a place to call your own, give us a call. With interest rates still low, it really is a great time to buy. We'll connect you with good lenders so you understand your choices. Whether you want the bus line, a bike path, or a bush hog trail, our seasoned brokers can help you make a sound decision. Weaver Street Realty in downtown Carrboro for over 30 years, locally owned since day one.
Ready to take your small business to the next level? You are not alone. We are here to help. At the UPS Store, we will turn your busy work into easy work by providing a variety of printing services, including business cards, banners, manuals, brochures, presentations, and more. You can also submit your requests online at theupsstore.com/printing. To learn more about how we can help you, visit theupsstore.com or stop by the UPS stores on Fordham Boulevard in Meadowmont and in Chapel Hill North.
The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lauren Eastham. The history of development in town has always included a tension between the impact of any dense development in nearby neighborhoods. In two of our most prime spots for development right now that could allow a great deal of commercial growth to balance our tax base, heavy residential is being proposed. One area called the Edge is at the intersection of two highways. It literally exists right at the highway exit. The developer has proposed mostly a majority of residential units, although stating if they could get more commercial interest, they would accommodate that, but they are skeptical. Residents who live right next to or on the edge of the Edge development came to the council meetings and asked for commercial. When in the history of this town has it been so easy to develop commercial near a neighborhood? It's no wonder the developers of the Edge at the end of the last council meeting turned away smiling. A lot of discussion was about affordable housing, connectivity of streets, and open space, which are great things. A couple of council members discussed their concerns about the low percentage of commercial and office space. Developer smiles leaving town hall. Usually I like smiles, but not necessarily in this case. These developers do not feel confident with commercial. I say to the town council, please take control here at this highway intersection and define what you want. You have the control. Decide, do you want to take this large development area in town that is ripe for commercial development and turn it into mostly residential? If the edge, which is on the edge of the highway and the edge of town, is not ripe for mostly commercial, where else in the town is? As far as the skepticism of the edge developers about getting good commercial tenants there and then defaulting to residential or even mixed use, consider this. The developers are not known for their commercial development. Their website's front page says, under the About Us section, About Us, Northwood Raven is a leading multifamily development, construction, and management firm serving our southeast and is the largest developer in Raleigh-Durham. Our capabilities, multifamily development, construction, property management, lead development, CapEx, interior design. No wonder and no fault of their own that they feel comfortable developing residential. How does that help the town as a whole? It should be reminded that they've already developed heavy residential right down the street, literally with Chapel Watch Village apartments. Would another developer have such commercial risk trepidation? Did the developers of Alamance Crossing, situated right along I-40, who attracted huge commercial tenants, have similar trepidations in default to housing? Did the developer of Tanger Outlets worry so much that they developed mainly residential? Yes, there is risk, as there is with any project, but let the developers take that risk and let the council take control and realize that our economy is improving and that if ever a significant parcel of commercial could go somewhere, it could go there at the edge. If the council decides this parcel should be mostly residential and give in to the developer's fear of the unknown, then I argue there is little opportunity for this town to develop commercial of any significance anywhere. If council wants more commercial development in town, it should demand it here and not settle for less. This is the council who is in control. Let's only hope. Happy New Year. This is Lauren Easton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Top of the morning to you, 8:46 at WCHL. And it's time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Thanks a lot, Ron. 54 eastbound, still busy in segments as you make your way to the 40 access from Fordham Boulevard. Also 40 eastbound, starting to ease up a bit. No major delays to report to you, although crowded mainly through the airport exits if you're heading east into Raleigh. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or safely tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Well, what are you going to do today to keep warm?
Stay inside and keep my comfy clothes on like I've got on today. I'm all bundled up because I get all cold and I'm just whiny, you know, and I need some comfort.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
I know, right?
You're just going to stay inside, work another 12-hour day?
You know it.
Okay.
It's what I live for.
That's the important thing.
Yeah.
Just make sure you're dedicated to the job.
So highly dedicated. You got that straight.
Don't go outside.
Yeah, no. You know. No, I wouldn't go outside anyway, even if it was nice.
Well, listen, we will hear your news updates throughout the day at the bottom of the hour.
Okay.
And then we'll see you back here tomorrow morning if you choose to come back.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace is right up the road here, right up the street. Cruisers at the bottom of the hill at Chapel Hill North. I mean, it's great.
Right there.
I'm in there all the time. They got great fountain drinks, but also you can fuel up in the morning and get warm in the morning, too, with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, turning to your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, and this is all important today, so let me get serious for just a moment here. It is 11 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. We have a wind chill advisory in effect until 10 o'clock, although the wind's not blowing the way we expected it to this morning. Certainly did last night, but today, not so much. Still cold. Our high today, only about 25 degrees. Lots of sunshine, but very cold out there. Tonight, we're going to go down to about 16 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, and wind chill factors will be coming into play. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, not as cool. High tomorrow, about 40, which is going to seem like a veritable heat wave. And then tomorrow night, clear, cold, lows again about 17. On Saturday, sunny with a high only in the middle 30s. Saturday night, clear, cold, low about 20. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high in the low 40s. That pretty much completes a cool weekend. Not as cool at the end of the weekend, but certainly not optimal temperatures. Schools around here, a lot of them cranking up late this morning, cranking up 2 hours later than usual because of this extreme cold. Just one thing to keep in mind is it's not nearly as cold here as it is in a lot of other places in the country, and they've been having to deal with this for quite a while now. So I guess we should consider ourselves fortunate.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
What do you do with a bag of jewelry that you've inherited and you have no idea what's real, what's not, what's valuable, what's not valuable? This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and at least once a week we help someone with just this problem. So we have started a service we're calling Heirloom Solutions. At no charge, we will help you go through your old or inherited jewelry and determine what is valuable and advise you as to the best way to maximize the return if you choose to sell it. If you choose to redesign any gems into a piece more suitable to your taste, our master goldsmiths and designers can help you turn the old and boring into the new and exciting. And our graduate gemologists can do appraisals on pieces you want to keep. So if you have a bag or a safety deposit box full of jewelry, bring it in. You never know what you might have. It will cost you nothing and could benefit you greatly. One client thought his mom's jewelry was all costume and ended up with $150,000 because it was all, in fact, real. That's Heirloom Solutions offered by Grimble Jewelers.
Hey, Linda. Have you been working out?
I've been shopping at Rite Aid.
Huh?
Yeah, it's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. You can earn all these great rewards just by shopping. I got dance fitness sessions.
Rewards for shopping. Happy Me Year.
It's Happy You Year at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from bowling to exercise classes to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through January 24th. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See riteaid.com/youyear for details.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Why is R&R Grill the best dining and drinking experience in downtown Chapel Hill? Start with the weekly food specials. From fresh ground burgers to prime-cut ribeye steaks. Everything made in R&R Scratch Kitchen from local ingredients. Daily drink specials and a wide selection of beer and wine will satisfy all tastes and toasts. Whether an intimate dinner, a small party, or a larger private event, R&R has it down. Just drop by or call 919-240-4411 for your reservation.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Oh, thanks a lot. 854 WCHL, and we have 12 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, warming up. High today about 25 degrees, and that's got to be about it. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day from about an hour ago. What is the word of the day? How do you spell it? What is the definition? If you can answer those questions before anyone else does, then call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. The Word of the Day with Wayne Pond, always brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? You can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Your number to call right now with the Word of the Day is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Molly Boyd is a job coach, reemployment service supervisor for the Employment Security Commission of the Orange County Job Skills Center in Chapel Hill. She loves helping people find jobs.
I work at the Employment Service Office here in Chapel Hill, and when I do, I'm the job coach. I help people look for. We put on a number of workshops each month to help them to be prepared to get back into the workforce.
Molly Boyd is today's WCHL hometown hero.
I am able to help people. More and more people are going back to work, and some are seeking training. And then the workshops we offer, they thank us for it because we have a job skills workshop, interviewing. We have employers coming in, giving tips. So we do a number of things here to try to get them back into the workforce or to help them with their skills and getting back to the workforce.
Molly knows what these people are going through, and she just has a certain empathy. She's an ordained minister and loves to help people.
The last company I worked for, it closed down, but I do a number of things at my church. I help students prepare for the integrated test, help them with homework. I'm a minister, charge of Christian education. I develop curriculum, just whatever the need is.
Tell me about working with young people and why you like so much to work with them.
Oh, I enjoy them. They have so much energy, and they really help me, too, because, children are wise. They are wise, and we learn from them as well. But I like knowing that I can make a difference.
She spends a lot of time on her job and a lot of time at church. Molly is just a selfless person, according to Mike Comvis, who nominated her to go in today's spotlight. Molly Boyd is an exceptional giver and volunteer, one who truly makes life in our community much better. That's why she's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Congratulations, Michael Nicewinder, who called in with the answer to the Wayne's Word question today. The word is neo-grammarian, N-E-O-G-R-A-M-M-A-R-I-A-N, neo-grammarian. It's a scholar who recreates dead languages, particularly in regards to the 19th century. Where in the world does Wayne Pond come up with these things? But Michael Nicewinder gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you very much for listening.
As the Kennedy Dental Group celebrates its first anniversary at 1721 East Franklin Street, the practice continues on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Dr. Jeff Kennedy offers stress-free oral sedation dentistry, which takes away all the anxiety of a prolonged procedure. Kennedy Dental Group is open Friday and offers early appointments from 7 a.m. on Tuesday and Friday. And if using insurance, Kennedy Dental Dental can save you the hassle and files all claims for their patients. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to KennedyDentalGroup.com.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
It's going to be cold all day today. High today only about 25. A lot of sunshine. Right now it is 12 degrees. 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.